I'm going to start to talk on the next section. For last few pages, Dogen Zenji described the routine of the Tenzo's work one day and night from this paragraph until I think last paragraph of page 39. He discussed the most important point, inner attitude of Tenzo. Especially the paragraph we are going to talk this evening, I think this is one of the most important paragraph in Tenzo Kyokun. Let me read this paragraph. Okay, page 37, second paragraph. When you take care of things, do not see with your common eyes. Do not think with your common sentiments. Pick a single blade of grass and erect a sanctuary for the Jewel King. Enter a single atom and turn the great wheel of the teaching. So, even when you are making a broth of coarse greens, do not arouse an attitude of distaste or dismissal. Even when you are making a high-quality cream soup, do not arouse an attitude of rapture or dancing for joy. If you already have no attachment, how could you have any disgust? Therefore, although you may encounter inferior ingredients, do not be at all negligent. Although you may come across delicacies, be all the more diligent. Never alter your state of mind based on materials. People who change their mind according to ingredients, or adjust their speech to the status of whoever they are talking to, are not people of the way. The meaning is, I think, very clear. But Dogen is saying, when you are Tenzo receive food ingredient from the storage and whatever they the Tenzo receive, don't complain. Just accept the things there and work together with those things and make it into a best food or dishes. That is the point of this kind of admonition. So don't complain about and discuss about material, about the quality or quantity of food. But if we carefully read the expressions and sentences, each expression and each sentence, what Dogen is saying is not so simple. Of course, this meaning in this context is simple, don't complain. Don't say like and dislike. But the reason for that attitude is really deep and important as a within the essence of Buddhist teaching. So it's kind of difficult. And, you know, in English translation, we cannot see that connection between the expression Dogen used and where those expression came from. So we have to be, I mean, I have to explain why, you know, this is so important as an essential teaching of Buddhism, not only as an admonition to the person working in the kitchen. Or we have to say, you know, when we are working in the kitchen with those things, with that attitude has something to do or relation with very essential teaching of Buddha. Not only Buddha, but also in Zen Buddhism. First, Dogen says, when you take care of things, This take care of is a very simple English expression, but in Japanese or Chinese word, Dogen uses cho ben. Cho is like make harmony, also control or adjust. And this ben is same ben with a ben in bendowa. That means to put our entire energy into what we are doing. And this cho is used also in Japanese word for cooking, like a chori. Chori means cooking. So this cho is to make some adjustment or put things in order in a harmonious way. That is what cho means. And one of the meanings of ben is to make separation or distinctions. And another meaning of ben is to put our entire energy into what we are doing. That's why I translate, you know, bendowa as a wholehearted way or wholehearted practice of the way. Anyway, so this means we using our entire life force, we create some harmony. In the case of tendo, making food ingredient as some dish. That is what this take care means. So even this simple word take care has a deep meaning. But, you know, we cannot find a better English word than take care. And next important word is do not see with your common eyes. And do not think with your common sentiment. And this common eyes is bongen. And the common sentiment is same bon and jo. Of course, gen is I. Same I in gen in shobo genzo. So common I. And jo is sentiment or emotion, feeling. And opposition of bon. Bon is used as a compound as bon pu. So bongen is a I of common, and pu means people or person. I of common person, or sentiment or emotion or feeling of a common person. And this word bon or common person, bon pu, is used as an opposition of Buddha. Buddha and bonpu. So opposition of bongen is Buddha's eye. So Fen Dogen said, we don't see things with common eye, means see things with Buddha's eye. Negation of common eye is to see things with Buddha's eye. Or Dharma eye, Hōgen, is Dharma eye. We should see things, not our common idea, or feeling, or emotion, or understanding, but we should see things from Buddha's eye, Butsugen, or Hōgen. So jo is the way, idea, or thinking, or emotion, or feeling. So what he's saying here is when we work in the kitchen, we have to, as a tenzo, as a practice, we have to see things with Buddha's eye or Dharma eye, not with our common feeling or emotion or understanding or evaluation. In the beginning of this study group, I introduced Uchiyama Roshi's Jiko Manga. And in this bongen, to see things with common eye, and to think of things with common feeling or emotion or idea, create, you know, this thing. Our life become chasing after something or escaping from something, and also competing with others. That is common eye and common way of viewing things and common way of taking actions, depending upon I like this, I hate that, or I want this, I didn't like this, I wanted to keep away. And this makes our life, you know, always chasing after something or escaping from something. And as I often say, that is just a cause of transmigration within samsara. And fat, butsugen or hogen, according to Dogen, is jiju zammai. That is, you know, one with this entire world. This is how viewing things as a part of ourselves. That is what in Uchamoroshi's expression, everything we encounter is our life. That is the way we view things with Dharma eye or Buddha's eye, to see the network of interdependent origination, and we are part of it. That is Buddha's eye or Dharma eye. And see things based on like, dislike, variable, not variable, or right and wrong, that kind of, you know, discriminating way is common eye. So we have to understand what is common eye and what is Dharma eye, what is the difference. And also, as often said, Fen Dogen said common eye and Buddha's eye or Dharma eye, he means Shoho-jisso, true reality of all beings. This expression came from the Lotus Sutra, and it says, only Buddha together with Buddha can see, can completely penetrate this true reality of all beings. So what Dogen is saying here is, as a Tenzo, we see the true reality of all beings within the kitchen. So that is the difference. So when he said we should not see things with our common eye and common sentiment, that means we should see the true reality of all beings within the things we work together in the kitchen. So this is not a small thing. But of course, when we are actually working in the, as a Tenzo in the kitchen, we don't think such a, you know, Buddhist philosophical things, but we just do without complaining. That is enough. But the basis of that attitude that Tenzo should keep is this essential teaching of Buddhism, at least Mahayana Buddhism. And next sentence, pick a single blade of grass and erect a sanctuary for the Jewel King. Enter a single atom and turn the great wheel of the teaching. This sentence also has something to do with a very, very basic teaching, in this case of Zen Buddhism. This expression, a single blade of grass, pick a single blade of grass and erect a sanctuary for the Jewel King, came from one koan story from Book of Serenity, or Shoyorok. This expression came from Shoyorok case number 4, if you have this book. You know, even when you just read the English translation, you know, you cannot find such a connection. So to understand what Dogen is writing, we have to be really intimate with all these Zen literatures. He used those expressions without any explanation. That means he expect readers, his disciples, to already know these expressions and where it came from. So, you know, people who can read Dogen only through English translation has really a kind of a handicap. So I can do something. I think this is my job, to fill this gap. And this story is as follows. Book of Serenity, Case 4, it says, as the world-honored one was walking with the congregation, he pointed to the ground with his finger and said, "This spot is good to build a sanctuary." Indra, emperor of the gods, took a blade of grass, stuck it in the ground, and said, "The sanctuary is built." The world-honored one smiled. Yeah, this is kind of a well-known koan story in Zen literature. So in order to fat Dogen is saying here, we have to understand what this koan means. In this story, the important point is a blade of grass and a sanctuary. Original word for sanctuary is ho-o-satsu. Ho-o-satsu literally means the temple of Jewel King, and Jewel King referred to Buddha. So build a Buddha's temple. Build a Buddha's temple means build the place for the sake of Dharma. And in this story, Buddha was walking together with his disciples. And on the road, Buddha pointed out a place, a spot, and said, "This is a good place to build a sanctuary or Buddha's temple." Then, not one of his disciples, but Indra came down from the heaven and picked up a blade of grass and stuck it on the ground and said, "I have built Buddha's temple." Then Buddha smiled. That is a story. So important point is this one blade of grass and a Buddha's temple. How can we build a Buddha's temple? That means how can we express Dharma using one blade of grass? And if we use one blade of grass to express Dharma, then we build the Buddha land right now, right here, at this particular place. How can we do that? Is the point of this koan story. So in the introduction, the person who compiled this Book of Serenity, whose name was Gyoshu, wrote an introduction, and it says, "As soon as a single mote of dust arises, the whole earth is contained therein." Within a tiny dust, entire world, entire universe is included. With a grade of grass, we can build the Buddha's temple. And also, with a single horse and a single lance, the lance extended. This refers to the way ancient Chinese people fight against neighboring countries. In order to conquer the neighboring country, the emperor, used the thousands of soldiers to attack the neighboring country. Then the emperor could extend his empire. But here it said, one single horse and one single lance, that means one person can conquer the neighboring country and extend the territory. That means one person's action can extend the range of our life. That means if we do things for the sake of this person, just for fulfilling this person's desire, our range is very small. I do things for myself to benefit just me. But when we do things for the sake of Dharma, or to express Dharma, or to benefit others, that range become much bigger. That is what this means. Even tiniest dust can contain entire universe. Kitchen is a small place, and literally, and usually kitchen is not considered to be so important like Dharma hall or Buddha hall or Sangha hall. But within the kitchen, we can contain entire universe. And the person working in the kitchen, in this small kitchen, can extend the range of life. If the person is seeing things with Dharma eye or Buddha's eye instead of common eye and common feeling. Who is this person? Who is this person who can be master in any place and meet the source in everything? Who is this person? So if Tenzo can work with such an attitude, then the person can be master in the Tenzo, in the kitchen. And if we keep the same attitude, wherever we go, we can be the master of that place. This expression, the person who can be master in any place, came from Rinzai is Rinchi in Chinese pronunciation. The founder of Rinzai School of Zen said, we should be a master of any place. That means, and this word master is shu. Another possible translation is host. You know, when we say host and guest, or subject and object. In the kitchen, Tenzo should be the shu or host or owner or master of that place. If we can be the master of any place, we can really express the Dharma through using this small, tiny, you know, five skandhas, body and mind. Not only express my desire or my personal idea, but we can express the boundless Dharma. So be master in any place and meet the source in everything. Meet the source means find this source is a translation of shu, no shu in shukyo. Shukyo is a Japanese or Chinese word for religion. And shu is a basic truth or reality. And this shu is a word here, used here as a source. And kyo is teaching. So shukyo in Japanese is a teaching of this source, this true reality. So how can we meet with this true reality if we can see, you know, this true reality in everything, in the case of Tenzo, in all food ingredients, and firewood, and water, and all other kitchen utensils. Then, you know, Tenzo's action, Tenzo's work in the kitchen is really an expression of this shu to reality. So the point is how we can be such a person who can be the master in any place, and how we can meet this basic to reality in everything we encounter. And this is important because last few years I often talk about the short sutra from Sutanipata. And in that short sutra, Buddha said the fixed relation with subject and object within our habitual encountering with object. Object is usually Namarupa. Namarupa is a combination of names and material. And somehow we are hooked in certain way. That is our karma, depending upon where we are born. And what kind of education or experience we have certain habitual relation with each and everything. then we remember the name, and we think this is it. And to see, that is how common people see. We see with our karmic eyes. And Dharma eye or Buddha eye is to be released from this habitual way of viewing things, habitual relation with things, and see things from much larger perspective, not only larger and also equal, without discrimination. That is how Buddha sees Dharma. And to develop such Dharma eye and being free from our common eyes, reading Buddhist scriptures and studying Buddhist philosophy or reading this kind of Zen text is not enough. Even if we understand all the Buddhist scriptures about the teaching of equality of everything and sunyata or emptiness of everything, if we work, when we work in the kitchen and complain things, then the philosophical understanding of Dharma teaching and what we are doing, how we live, are almost completely separate. So what we study within the text and what we study from teacher should be really practiced within, not only in the kitchen as a tenzo, but all activities we do in our day-to-day lives. Otherwise, teaching is just teaching, or zazen practice in the zendo is separate from rest of our life. So how we can make our day-to-day ordinary, nothing special activity as an expression of the teaching of no attachment or no duality or emptiness. How can we express that teaching through our very concrete day-to-day activities? That is a very essential point of Zen. So, picking up one grade of grass means using this aggregate, five skandhas. How can we express boundless, vast, universal Dharma using this one blade of grass? That is the point of our practice. And we don't have so much time, but I'd like to introduce the verse made by Wanshi about this koan story. It said, "The boundless spring on the 100 plants." In the spring, there are all numberless plants start to grow and bloom. And each plant are different. Each plant bloom different flowers. But each and every flower on the top of each and every branch of each and every trees, this boundless spring is expressed. Without though each and every flowers, different flowers, there's no such thing called spring. So each and every tiny flower express the boundless spring. And how we can live like tiny flower, like a tiny flower within our daily activities. That is very important point of this Zen practice, and this when we are released from this habitual relation between subject and object, when we are free from this Namarupa, then Buddha said within that small sutra from Suttanipata, when our perception and Namarupa contact create desire and attachment and clinging. So that creates samsara. But when there's no separation between subject and object, and together express the boundless spring. There is no contact, because these are one seamless thing. In that Pali Sutra, Buddha only said we should be released from this habitual relation. But Dogen's and this kind of teaching in Zen is life after we are released from this kind of clinging. How we can live, or how we should live as one with everything. That is, you know, this expression referred to the boundless spring on the 100 plants. And picking up what comes to hand, that is whatever food for Tenzo. He used it knowingly. Knowingly means as one with that thing. The 16-foot tall golden body, that is Buddha's body, a collection of virtuous qualities. So this is Buddha's body as a collection of virtues. Casually leads him by the hand into the red dust. Red dust means this world of, you know, human beings. How this Buddha's golden body enter into this world of individuality and work, and able to be master in the dust. So we need to be a master in the dust. Dust means dusty world. How can we be this master or host? That means we have to see this world as my world. Everything we encounter is my life. As Buddha said in the Lotus Sutra, this entire three worlds are my dwelling, and all beings within this three worlds are my children. That is the attitude as a host or a master of the place. How can we live with such an attitude? Tenzo's work is not really easy thing. It's really difficult if we closely checking our attitude of each and everything. You know, we are always complaining, and we are always saying like and dislike. So we have to see our feeling, attitude, and our ways of viewing things with our common eyes. And next, it said, from outside creation, a guest shows up. This refers to the Indra. Indra is not the living being in this world, but he came from the heaven. So he was a guest. But this guest show up and show how to build a Buddha's temple with a blade of grass. So the guest become the host. So in a sense, we are a guest. We are born, appeared in this world. So we are like a visiting, you know, guest. And yet we need to be the host of this world, as this is my world. So host and guest should be the only one. Everywhere, life is sufficient in its way. Everywhere, life is sufficient in its way means subject and object working together as total function. And total function is another important expression of Dogen, Zenki. He wrote a chapter of Shobo Genzo entitled Zenki, or Total Function. That means subject and all beings in this world working together as a network of interdependent origination. So, no matter if one is not as clever as others, so we don't need to be clever, more clever than others. you know, we don't need to be an eminent person. We don't need to be a talented person. But this attitude, you know, working together with others in harmony and doing things for the sake of Dharma, not sake of fulfilling this individual person, whether we are talented or not talented, if we do our best, then the person is the host of this world. We should live in that way. Or at least that is our direction. And if we understand that direction, then we can see how our action, our practice is incomplete. That is another point, you know. If we think, if we don't live in that way, then we are not a Buddhist, or we are not a good person, or we are not qualified as a Buddhist, then that is another mistake. But this is our direction. We try to live in that way. But almost always, we don't live in that way. So we are, when we are aware of that incompleteness of our practice and understanding, within this awareness of our incompleteness, we are illuminated by the Buddha's light, Buddha's mind, Buddha's compassion. And that awareness and Buddha's compassion allow us to walk toward that direction, next step. That is our practice. Well, this is what it means. You know, this half of the sentence Dogen wrote means, pick a single blade of grass and erect a sanctuary for the Jewel King. And next, second part of this sentence, enter a single atom and turn the great wheel of the teaching. I think it has a connection with Fat Dogen Lord in Jijyu Zamai in Bendoa. This is a long sentence. It said, in Bendoa, part of Jijyu Zamai, Dogen said, therefore, this Zazen person, without fail, drops off body and mind, cuts away previous tainted views. This previous tainted views is same as common eyes or ordinary eyes. And thoughts, awakens genuine Buddha Dharma, universally helps the Buddha work in each place as numerous as atom. As numerous as atom. This atom and this enter a single atom. This atom is the same word. Dogen used the same word. So this is important. You know, when he talk about our Zazen and when he talk about Tendo's work, he used the same expression. That means we enter a single, very small place and turn the vast, boundless Dharma wheel. Whether we are in the Zendo and sitting, and whether we are in the kitchen and cooking, how we can turn this wheel of boundless Dharma. That is the point of Jijyu Zammai. And Dogen said it is possible. When we really sitting facing the wall, showing the Buddha Mudra, with our entire body and mind, this entire universe become enlightenment. This is what is said, Dogen said, as a Jijyu Zammai. And we can do the same thing in the kitchen. And the work in the kitchen can be same Jijyu Zammai, same as our Zazen in the Zendo. So, helps the Buddha work in each place as numerous as atoms, where Buddha Tathagatas teach and practice, and widely influences practitioners who are going beyond Buddha, vigorously exalting the Dharma, which goes beyond Buddha. This is one sentence. So, to me, this is really important, you know, That's why I said this teaching in Tenzo Kyokun is our daily activity as Jijyu Zanmai. Next few lines, several lines, is not so difficult. I mean, this is a concrete kind of admonition as a Tenzo's attitude. So, even when you are making a broth of coarse grains, that means even when we don't have a fancy food ingredient, do not allow an attitude of distaste or dismissal. Even when you are making a high-quality cream soup, do not allow an attitude of rapture or dancing for joy. So this is about how we meet with things. You know, usually we think we are subject and we meet with many things, and some things give us a pleasant feeling, some things give us unpleasant things, or something we feel some this is good thing and this is another bad thing, or more important or less important, more valuable, less valuable. As I always said, that is not me, but not only me, but Buddha said that present and unpleasant sensation and contact, you know, with these things that give us present and unpleasant sensation is the source of samsara. That is what Buddha said. And what Dogen is saying here, using Tenzo's example, is we should be free from our judgment and clinging to those things as, coarse grain or cream soup. When we have only coarse grain, then, you know, we often feel, I don't want to cook using this kind of thing. This is no good. So we don't work, wholeheartedly. But when we have a very fancy food ingredient, we feel, this is great. So I try to do my best. That is how, we take actions. Being caught up within this kind of structure, subject and namarupa. But what he's saying here is we need to be released from this fixed relation between subject or perception and namarupa. If you already have no attachment, so if you are free from attachment, how could you have any disgust? Therefore, although you may encounter inferior ingredients, do not be at all negligent. Even when we have a coarse grain, we have to work, wholeheartedly. Although you may come across delicacies, be all the more diligent. So whatever we encounter, these are our life, so we do our best. That is a basic attitude of Tenzo. And not only Tenzo, but this should be the basic attitude of our daily lives as a Buddha's disciple. And this is not a Buddha's order, as you should do this way. But this is kind of a natural way of life when we are released from this fixed, relation. So we should not understand this is as a kind of a commandment from Buddha, or in this case, admonition from Dogen. But if our life, function naturally as a part of network of interdependent origination, this is a very natural attitude from Buddha's eye or from Dharma eye. this is more natural. But from common eye or human eye, you know, this is really something strange or something very unusual. So this is a very concrete, actual, you know, teaching in our actions in a concrete situation. But I think we can see the very deep meaning of our attitude or the way we work as a Tenzo. So never alter your state of mind based on material. This is the expression of, you know, release from this fixed idea. Then we can see things with equal eyes. And finally, he says, people who change their mind according to ingredients or adjust their speech to the status of whoever they are talking to are not people of the way. This expression, final sentence has also to do with another koan story. This is from Hekiganroku or Blue Cliff Record. This first part of this sentence, never alter your state of mind based on materials. This materials is mono or things or matter. Alter their mind or your mind. Mind is shin and mono. So mind and things, same relation. So what Dogen is saying, if we change our mind depending upon what we are encountering, then we are not person of the way. Oh, of course, this way is Buddha's way. That means if we change our attitude depending upon how good or bad of the things, or in the case of Tenzo, ingredient, or these people, in the case of when we meet people, depending upon the status of the person, whether he's a rich person in the high state, high society, or people from a low-class family. If we change our mind depending upon who they are, depending upon where they are from, then Dogen Zenji said, such a person cannot be the people of the way. That is Do-nin. And this expression, never alter your state of mind based on materials, came from, as I said, another koan story. This is case 46. This is also a famous koan story, so some of you may know this. Chin Chi-ing. In Japanese, this person's name is Kyosei. Kyosei asked a monk. They are sitting probably in the Zendo, a monk's hall. This teacher, Kyosei, asked a monk, what sound is that outside the gate? Outside the building, they hear some sound. So the teacher asked to the monk, what is that sound? Then the monk said, the sound of raindrops. So it was raining. So the sound, the raindrops make sound when they hit the roof or other things. So the monk said, the sound of raindrop. Kyosei, the teacher, said again, sentient beings is same as bonpu. We are sentient beings. Sentient beings are inverted. They lose themselves and follow after things. This also about how a person meet with things. In this case, this is a raindrop and person hearing. you know, many of the koan story is about, you know, this encountering between subject and object, and how we can really be one with the subject. That is how we can live as Jiju Dhamma. When I talk about this, you know, manga, I said if we really deeply understand this manga, we can understand almost at least many koan stories. But I said that doesn't mean we can become enlightened. We can understand the point of the koan stories. And this is a point, how we can meet with things as part of my life, as Jijū Zanmai, as a total function or Zenki. And this is another case. A person in the building and raindrop. And the monk said, you know, the sound is made by raindrops. Then somehow the teacher said, sentient beings are inverted, you know, upside down. And they lose themselves and follow after things. This follow after things is the expression Dogen used in Tenzo Kyokun. When he said, never alter your state of mind based on material. This based on material is not a literal, but Dogen's expression. And the expression in this koan is the same. So literally what Dogen wrote is, never alter your mind chasing after materials. So this is the materials. And we follow or chase after. And we change our mind, like this, like or dislike. Or in the case of people, we respect people who are in high position, and we look down people from low position. This, you know, is the way we alter our mind, depending upon what they are or who they are. So in this case, the teacher said to the monk who said this, that is the sound of raindrops. The teacher said, this monk is inverted, and he lost himself, following after things. That means the monk and the raindrop are separate and seeing things, this other Namarupa. Then the monk, the same monk, asked, what about you, teacher? What about you? Don't you hear the sound and think that is a raindrop? Then Kyosei said, I almost don't lose myself. I almost don't lose myself. This is a nice way to say. The monk said, what is the meaning of I almost don't lose myself? So important point in this kind of story or koan is, when we are changing our mind or altering our mind depending upon things, when we live in that way, we are losing ourselves. That is the main point, losing ourselves. That means, you know, there's no such self. You know, it's depending upon things outside, you know, this five skandhas, you know, changes. So we lose who we are. That is a basic problem within this attitude, you know. Perception meet with Namarupa, and our mind is changing depending upon what these things are, then we are losing the self. That is a basic point. And we are losing the self means we don't have peaceful, stable foundation of our life, depending upon the condition of others, condition of in the outside. You know, we go this way or that way, we don't know where we need to go. That is a basic problem. So to find ourselves or discover who we are, what we are, is a very most important things, you know, as Dogen said, or to study the Buddha Dharma, to study the Buddha way is to study the self. So we have to study the self. But within this kind of life attitude, we lose ourselves. So we need to study ourselves, who we really are. And we find we are not like this, but we are living as a knot of much more larger network of interdependent origination, and we are part of it. Anyway, this teacher answered to the monk's question, what is the meaning of I almost don't lose myself? The teacher said, though it still should be easy to express oneself, to say the whole thing has to be difficult. It's a little difficult to understand what this sentence means. But common interpretation is to understand this is easy, but to really express this reality is difficult. That means we truly express not only using words, but also in our daily lives, to really express this oneness of all beings is really difficult. So to understand, you know, this one paragraph is not so easy. We need to study, you know, those teachings to really taste what Dogen is saying. You know, his teaching here is very concrete, you know, admonition to the person who is working in the kitchen as a daily activity. But this is very ordinary activity. Still, this activity, ordinary activity, has very deep meaning, very profound meaning. And depending upon how deep we can see ourselves, things happening ourselves, and things happening around ourselves, you know, we can go much deeper and much more harmonious with others. And me and ourselves and others, or tenzo and all other foods, ingredients and utensils and water and fire, you know, this become one total function within a single dust. Within single dust, we can express this entire network of dependent origination. This means this boundless universe. I think that is what Dogen's teaching here. That is my understanding of this paragraph. Okay. Okay, thank you very much.